Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Jim Garofano from the Heritage Foundation, expert on national security and foreign policy. Good morning, sir.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, so good to hear your voice. We're doing very, very well. I saw a headline on the Hill, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, being you look at foreign policy and security. And this is the headline from the Hill. It's a quote from David Axelrod. Trump's designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization will be used to target political enemies. So let's look at the designation of Antifa. Is it a good idea to label groups like that a terrorist organization?
So nobody reads The Hill. So the fact that David Axelrod can actually get published there, tells you, look, I mean, there is a thing called organized political violence, which is putting people in the streets to actually riot and do things for a political purpose. That is a way of saying that these people are a terrorist without actually meeting the legal proof. The problem with Antifa, really since the first days of the rioting when they came to prominence, was we could not get a federal government to actually sit down and investigate them to see if all the elements of what actually constitutes a terrorist act are there. And an act of terrorism is obviously something that is a crime, right? It's violence or the use of violence, but then it is for a political purpose. And I've always thought since the first days that the Rose is an organization that they could well be classified as a terrorist organization. They hide under the guise that, hey, we're not an organization. You know, we're just a bunch of people, and we just go to the street, and we're just making a political statement, when we know that we absolutely know that none of that's true, that there's funding, there's direction, there's coordination, and they go to the street to hurt people and intimidate them because they don't like what President Trump does. They don't like conservative politics. They even sometimes riot against Democrats.
Yeah. Well, but they use everything at their disposal, right? They do digital activism. They have doxxed thousands and thousands of people. We've been victims of it here at this station. You know, harassment, physical violence, threats of physical violence, property damage. We saw them torching cities. And they do this all in the name of fascism, which is a laughable thing because that's exactly what fascists do when they're trying to get power in countries. Look at history, right? They use intimidation and violence, and in many cases murder, to squelch anyone who opposes fascism, correct? I mean, it's almost like they're doing exactly what they say they're against.
Well, yeah. So real fascists, right,
yeah,
are proud of it. They say, I'm a fascist. Yeah. They say, I'm a Nazi. When your enemy calls you a fascist and you say, hey, they're lying. And so the whole concept of anti-fascism, just like the whole concept of anti-racism, is inverting truth. I mean, nobody is more racist than an anti-racist because the foundation of anti-racist ideology is it's okay to be racist against white people.
Right.
Anti-fascism is the use of force to drive political change, which is what fascists do. The term anti-fascism is just inverting it. It's like George Orwell was born to describe these people. They have taken a fictional book, 1984, and they have turned it into a reality of political life. And I guess the other thing is, when you listen to all the comments that you just made, another thing that the U.S. government never did was to really explore the crimes of RICO, which is a law that was designed to make the actual coordinating of criminal activity a crime. It was originally used against the mafia, but I've always thought that Antifa was an organization that just screamed out to be investigated for RICO crimes. And as you pointed out, you know, terrorism is not just blowing up and killing people. It's any act of violence for a political purpose or the threat of violence
right.
for a political purpose.
Yeah. And, you know, going back just 6-7 years ago, the left denied Antifa even existed. They said, oh, we can't look it up on Google Maps or by iPhone. So Antifa obviously doesn't. It's a made up boogeyman from the right. And I thought Donald Trump probably said it right at the time, which was Antifa doesn't exist until they hit you in the head with a bat, which was their MO.
The difference, you know, what's really, you know, this is not a ground up populist organization. So if you reflect back to kind of the heyday of the white supremacist movement in the 1980s, which was actually never more than really a handful of yahoos, they had no money. They actually isolated themselves. Many of them moved to very remote communities, so they didn't have to talk to normal people. And yeah, they were a threat. I mean, they committed bank robberies. They blew up the building. But this is different. This is not a bunch of idiots who go off into the woods and say, you know, let's create our own country and not pay taxes. This is money that was poured into this country yeah. from China, from other foreign sources, from Islamist groups and international organizations run by George Soros and others. And in many cases, who found caches of American tax dollars and re-diverted that. So this mm-hmm. whole organization was created by money. It's not people yeah. truly angry and going to the streets. I mean, I see this in D.C. all the time. There's these go out and there's these protesters and they're Antifa or whatever. It's the same people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And what's your job? Yeah. Well, my job is I yeah. paid to be an Antifa.
Yeah, yeah right? exactly. You're right. Jim Carafano, Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and your insights are always appreciated. We love it.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Now I'm going to be ranting about this all day. Thanks,
Can you believe someone quoted The Hill? That's how the conversation will start. Yeah. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.